here we are. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends. This week in our pre-cap, we're going to be talking about how...
What, Julie?
We're talking about how we're going to expanding into other countries with our show. We're talking about the world of Bitcoin and Warren Buffett. We're going to also talk about a little bit about being a kink coach.
Kinks.
Of course. Yes. What else are we talking about?
Of course we're going to be kink coaches in the cannabis.
Yes. And so here's our show. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends.
With Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Yes. Life with the Girlfriends,
I'm saying, everyone, welcome to the LWTG community.
Yes.
Yes, that's us. We're full of alphabets.
That's right.
LWTG, Life with the Girlfriends.
But our website is just called lifewiththegirlfriends.com. Go there.
You bet. You know, I always like Joel Osteen. I like to start the show with a joke, you know, and I asked Julie if she knew any good Martin Luther King jokes, and she went like,
"How dare you?"
She went, "Too soon." I'm like, "I'm not trying to make fun of. I'm just trying to if there is any good MLK jokes." And you said, "No, there isn't." But I have determined a sort of a joke that
right.
I will.
But I will admit, I didn't go deep into the web to search out a good MLK joke.
Right.
Martin Luther King Jr.
You just
joke.
Shut me down. Real
I shut
quickly.
You down. I just said, you know what? Mm-hmm. We're not going there. Yeah. Not going to be. That's not who we are.
But I did come up with one.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not an. I never say the word MLK. It's not a Martin Luther King joke.
No.
But it's sort of peripheral.
Yeah.
And so a man walks into a bar and he's like totally distraught. And the bartender goes, "How can I help you?" And he goes, "I have two horses, and they look so much alike that I can't tell them. I don't know if one is I'm feeding double or I'm you know." And so he goes, "Can you help me find a solution?" He goes, "Shave the tail of one of the horses, then you'll be able to know which one is which." So he goes back, and then a couple months later, he comes running into the bar again, and the bartender remembers him, and he goes, "What's going on? Didn't that solution work?" He goes, "Yeah, but the tails grew back. So now I can't tell them apart again." And he goes, "Okay, I'm going to suggest shave the mane of one of the horses." So he runs out and shaves the mane of a horse and comes back a couple of months later. And guess what? Same problem. The mane grew back. So the bartender is frustrated now. And he says, "I know. Just go get a tape measure and measure the height of the horses, and yeah. then you'll know." And he leaves, and he comes back, and he goes, "You're absolutely right. This worked. A final solution. The black horse is 2 inches longer than the other horse."
The white horse.
The white horse. But you know, Julie, I just thought of something.
What?
If it's a black and a white horse, how could he not tell the difference?
Please tell me this is just not the first time you got that.
It is the first time I just got that.
Okay, well, then we have major...
Was that part of the joke?
That
then?
Was part of the joke.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
what
God.
What did the joke was?
That the black horse was 2 inches longer...
Than the white horse.
Than the white horse.
That is the joke. And the fact that, the black one's white. You can't tell apart.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot.
So I thought it was, I love this joke because it is on so many different levels funny.
Got it.
You know, it's like, obvious joke.
It's a multi-level joke.
Yeah.
So that's why you said to me, this joke is funny on many levels.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I don't
and
know why.
Typically, you know, stereotypically, we say that, you know, black men are always 2 inches taller than white men.
Stereotypically?
I don't know.
So for Martin Luther King's birthday,
that's the joke you're going to go with.
We're telling that joke.
Now, I had a joke for you, and you did not like it because you said that you didn't think it was funny, and you didn't know it was a joke. You thought I left out the punchline.
The alive part, that one? The one that, what would Martin Luther King be
no,
if he was white?
No, please don't. Okay.
Well, what was it?
No, the man walks into a bar.
Oh, and he how gets, is that one, though, a Martin Luther King?
It's not a Martin Luther King joke.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Okay,
and then you
joke.
Go, "I want a Martin Luther King joke." I'm like, oh, for heaven's sakes.
Got it. Okay, so you tell your joke.
A man walks into a bar and gets a slight concussion. Boom.
Boom. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. All right.
How about this? Martin Luther King Jr. walks into a bar.
And gets
a slight concussion.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's the one we're going.
Let's just let that lie.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Perfect. So I got some news. The brothers at BBSRadio.com have said that we are now in like 26 other countries. So we now have, you know, other people in other countries listening to us.
And they're learning their English from us, which is probably a very bad idea, especially with Judaism. They're like, oh, put the horse in front of the cart, yeah, or the cart in front of the chicken.
No, the carrot in front of the chicken.
That's it. That's whatever it is. Yeah. So I apologize now to people who are listening, trying to pick up American slang. You know, good luck on that.
Yeah,
good luck on that.
Good luck on that one. But we want to welcome everyone and tell people who we are.
Yes, we're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter, and you're a psychotherapist. I'm getting my master's in instructional design, and we're both coaches and former teachers.
And we just happen to do this little show every week called
Life with a Girlfriend,
the LWTG community. And you know, over the I don't know how many years we've been doing this show, 10 maybe, I don't know, but at least 8,
yes,
I would think, in all its iterations. And
yes,
we started out. I think because I'm an intuitive, we started out just having an intuitive show, and we would be on Blog Talk Radio for like a couple of hours,
right,
at
just
one time.
Taking readings.
People would just line up and they'd tell their issue and I'd give them a reading. And we started out like that. And then we started doing actual, you know, like Dr. Ruth or somebody, you know, like, what are your problems?
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And then we started having psychoanalysis. And then we started coaching.
Yes.
And then we kind of just started... just sort of the iteration.
Wait, and then
became,
we used to do interviews with spiritual people and all that stuff. That was fun.
That we did interviews. That's right.
Years
of interviews.
And then all of a sudden we're like, you know what? It's not fun for us.
well, I think it was just like one time.
Yeah.
That we didn't have a guest.
No.
And we didn't have any kind of preparation. We were in a hurry. And we just go, let's just let it all hang out.
Yeah.
And oops, they let the genie out of the jar.
Right. And this is our best hour of our week. We enjoy this so much. We enjoy hanging out with you guys. And we hope we bring you just a little bit of fun every night.
Yeah.
Or fun once a night, once a week. I mean, I hope you get your fun other places. But we want, you know, hey, we're here to look at the world through our eyes.
That's right.
And we're not letting anything go. Like, hey, you know, life is weird right now.
Yeah.
And crazy.
And I'm all about comedy.
Yes, and sometimes it's very uncomfortable for me because you be my mother and claiming, and before the show started, you said, you know, you watched Tom Segura
yeah,
comedy special.
Right.
And he goes, oh, he reminds me of Louis C.K. And he goes, you know, I'm not like a Tom Segura comedian at all. I'm more like a Dave Chappelle. I would consider, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I'm going, you know what? Why not?
Thank you. I told you. I said,
this is like your open mic.
Yeah,
this here.
It's live all the time.
Is.
You hear the internal workings of a comedian. You know.
Yes.
And this is how I've arrived
at
my life.
You're my mother.
That's right.
I'm your daughter.
And this is our life with the girlfriends. We're the girlfriends.
And we're just here to point out some fun stuff that's happened, and hopefully. It's a crazy world out there right now. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah, I think that if we're leaning too much to the fun, that might be giving people the wrong impression. I would just say this is our interpretation, and we let it fly, and we're not always
don't expect fun all the time.
24/7. Yeah, exactly. We're exactly
and
right.
I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable because you're really pushing that line a lot with me lately.
What is it?
They shouldn't expect we're going to be politically correct.
Oh yeah.
They shouldn't expect I'm going to be, you know, keep me tied down and my, you know, the reins on. And I'm like, what the really, Mom? I mean, we're a partner here, and this is the thing. I mean, if I start feeling uncomfortable, do I have the right to say no?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You've got to say no to me.
Or I do, but you know, at some point, every daughter is embarrassed by their mother because for years I've embarrassed you, and so at the times
you've never embarrassed me.
Oh, please. You know, so
except by maybe your choice of men, but
come on, you still bring up the fact that I chose for a while to wear, you know, socks and
thongs.
Flip flops,
yeah,
not, you know, thongs back then. socks and thongs underwear is not the same thing, but literal flip-flops and socks. And he said, no daughter of mine should be caught dead.
Yeah.
Not even the ones with the toes, like the socks with the toes. Not even that, just like a regular piece of gym socks.
Yeah.
Shove my toe in between those two things.
I mean, there are lines that I've drawn.
Yes, you
and
have.
And that I just say, you know, like you used to, for like years, you said supposedly. Darling. And I just thought it was darling until one time you said it in a job interview or something. And then I went, oh, you should. Oops. I should have told you about
that. You should have told me. Yeah. And so I try to tell you, like, you're crossing the line, possibly, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are being heard in different countries now.
Yeah, and I want to welcome people from Africa and Norway. So,
because my mom doesn't know any country specifically in Africa. So she's going to say continent, Africa.
I want to welcome.
Continent, Europe.
I want to welcome the whole incontinent.
The whole country, place,
everywhere.
We just say, all are welcome here. Just have a good time with us, because that's what we're all about, having a good time.
And I heard that Norway has that a universal income. Like, everybody, you know, gets like $24,000 a year in Norway, because they want to encourage people who like I saw this one thing on Vice, that this guy was a... he was a guitar player, a guitar builder. And it was going to take him a few years to get his guitar building business off the ground. He handmade them. And so he said if it wasn't for the universal income in Norway, that he couldn't have become this really good guitar builder, because he had to be subsidized.
Right.
You know. So I just want to say shout out to Norway.
Yeah. Not to be confused with narwhals.
That's right.
You know, which they're not fictional, mythical creatures. They're actually in the ocean up north.
Oh, you know what, though?
Yeah.
There was this new show on this week called Child Support. It's a game show.
Yes.
And it's actually kind of cute, because they asked 10 questions of these, just, you know, contestants. And if the contestant doesn't get the answer correctly... who's the guy from The Office?
I can't think of Charvais.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. He has like 7 or 8 second graders.
Yeah.
And he asks them the question. And if they can come up with the answer, then the contestant actually
Gets to stay. Yeah.
And so they asked, what is the mythical... creature of Scotland.
Yes.
And the guy did not know, but he took an educated guess.
Yes.
And he said Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
And, you know, red light, wasn't a green, so it was wrong. So Ricky Gervais asked these second graders, what is the mythical creature of Scotland? And these kids really listened to the question, you know. And the one kid goes... mythical, right? So that, you know, wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't, if it was seen, then it's not mythical, he said to himself. And then he goes, what about a unicorn?
And
he got it right.
Got it right.
He let the guy got on to like $150,000.
Yay.
For his little second grader that got a unicorn for the mythical creature.
Well, thank God
Scotland.
For our school system, because, you know, I'd be afraid that they said, oh, unicorns are real. My mom and dad have one living with us right now. But, you know, because the earth is flat.
Yeah, right, the flat earth. But I thought it was interesting, because I watched, watched this movie last night called The Foreigner.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it was about the Irish, what was it, the IRA and stuff like that. And how
Irish Republic Army.
They've been kind of quiet, but there have been these rogue little teams coming forward that are kind of younger. They don't really remember all the bloodiness and stuff and everything. And from when I remember, like Ireland and Scotland are very close together.
Yeah.
And so I heard that Scotland actually is having these rogue teams. They're, from what I understand, there's like 7 like teams of 18 rogue men. And what they do, and this is not mythical, this is actually true.
Yeah.
These men at night, when Trump has that great big golf course in Scotland.
Yes.
And at night, these the team of 18 rogue Scottish people, they run into his golf course.
Yes.
And they shit in the holes, the 18 holes.
Oh, I just now got the joke. I know it's real. I just now got it.
Well, you didn't get it before.
Well, I didn't get it before the fact that there's 18 of them because there's 18 holes.
Yes.
I didn't get that. Because it'd be hard to, like, take a dump here in this hole, hold a little bit off.
No. 18 men for save 18. Their poo every day for one day. Like, your Sunday, save your poo. And they run in at night, these rogue Scottish people, and take a dump.
That's a commitment.
In the holes. And then, so we really literally have shitholes.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
And there it is. Congratulations.
And that's the joke.
And there it is.
Thank you.
There it literally.
It took me a long time to get there. But
you got there.
I got there.
Which is so interesting because you've said this a lot to me lately. When you see people doing stuff like that and you're going, I get the protest. I understand what that's about. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get where they're going. And so do you think he said, you know, our president said these countries are, you know, shitholes? Because he just got done talking to somebody in Scotland going, somebody is shitting your hole again.
18 God, of them.
I'm so tired of shithole countries. You know, I mean, it could be just that.
It was just that.
And I'm kind of feeling a little bad for Trump. Because he just, at that moment, he just got off the phone dealing with his golf course. And he goes, to shithole countries.
18 shitholes.
Right. But you've been saying to me lately, like, you know, come on now, people. Don't you have, like, a bill to pay or like a wife or a husband to take care of or kids screaming at home?
Yeah.
I mean, do you literally have time?
Yes.
That every, you said how many rogue teams are there? Seven?
There were 18. Seven rogue teams
so
of 18.
So one a week.
Yes.
So you're making a commitment that one day a week.
You save your poo.
You go, you know, and you're telling me that they're not just saving it in a bag and dumping it in there.
No.
Which you don't know that to be true.
Listen, your father, he used to, when he has to work till midnight, he'd go, when the sprinklers would go off at midnight on different, like, you know, box stores and stuff like that, that's when he would go out and shower. He'd take all his clothes off and found himself sometimes getting an enema over these. No.
Yes.
You're calling me a liar?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that's exactly what my father would do.
That's exactly right.
Because he would assume that there's no cameras out there. And I'm sure there's security going, oh, here's this guy again.
Taking his shower.
Well, you know, we feel sorry for this homeless man.
Yeah.
The truth is he just didn't want to come home that night. It was an hour and a half drive to work. Yeah. And he's like,
I mean, these were the days when he took showers. I mean, literally now, it's like, he's like, all week long, I've been in these three clothes, like three pairs of pants, and not taking them off even.
Well, when he comes to me about Thursday, he said, you know, smell my armpit. I'm like, oh, for heaven's sakes. And I wish to tell you it was a joke, like, hey, pull my finger.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. He really is asking me, do I smell? I said, you smell like diesel and coffee. He goes, that's appropriate for a truck driver.
Yeah.
I go, we call it diesel. Because they sometimes use diesel for fuel.
It's just diesel.
Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a kind of cool cologne flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like diesel, you know, kind of.
He used to smell like diesel, coffee, and cigars.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, because he used to, in the old days when you could, like, you know, work 22 hours a day and not, you know, didn't shut you down. The DOT didn't shut you down. He used to use coffee, excuse me, cigars, the three C's. Coffee, cigars, and chili.
Right.
And those are the three things that would keep him awake to be able to drive.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Can I talk a little bit about Bitcoin real quick?
Sure.
You know, we love BBS Radio, and that's where we're at right now.
BBSRadio.com, welcome new countries.
Yay.
And all the old people.
Yeah.
We love you too.
We love everybody. And, you know, we got a little note saying, hey, we now take Bitcoin, you know, and I'm like, oh, we're getting so cool.
Isn't that
so
cool?
Hip. Yeah, so because, millennial.
So they want our guys, our brothers, want us to pay in Bitcoin.
Bitcoins. Yeah. I was like, but what was interesting because I know someone, you know, we've been hearing this massive amount of chatter about Bitcoin, right?
It's
like the new, like, oh my gosh, if you would have gotten into this day, you'd be like a billionaire by now. And For the last couple of years, I know this person who's been trading in Bitcoin, mm-hmm. you know, has a Bitcoin store, and mm-hmm. sometimes the government would shut him down, and sometimes he'd be, whatever, start back up again. Mm-hmm. And now he's told people he's worth like $250,000, which is like, no way, he's worth probably 2.5
yeah.
or more.
Right.
Because he's been in there for years.
Yeah.
And so
I think it's even probably more, but here's the deal. He's 20 years old.
Yeah, like 22. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's worth all this. He can go to, you know, San Francisco.
Living in his parents' basement still.
And buy a house with Bitcoin, probably.
Yes, like, probably.
You know,
I see realtors now saying, we'll take it in Bitcoin.
Yeah. Especially like, in the tech areas out west, especially.
It's crazy. You know?
But what's so interesting now is that, in our circle, people have been giving him, some people $1,000, some people $5,000, because now he's becoming a day trader.
Right.
He wants to day trade.
Yeah.
And so under the covers and stuff, people go, here, take this $5,000 and turn it into $2.5 million,
yeah, please. Please, do this for me. Can you do it for me? Like, sure.
And, you know, they came and asked me if I wanted to do this. And I'm like, I don't really know. I said, you know, like this week, I got 2 free cups of coffee from McDonald's from my app. So that's like $1.50 per cup. That's like $3 I saved. I'm putting that toward either my Connect Cannabis or my La Tacoteria truck.
Yes, you got
Or even my loose meat truck. I want something that I can actually, that's tangible, concrete, that I can hold on to.
Now, and Warren Buffett says it's not going to work. This Bitcoin thing is going to, like, explode and it's be a bubble, you know.
Oh.
Which is very interesting because I remember when Google, years and years and years ago, had their IPO came out, and Warren Buffett said that they're very overpriced.
Ooh, like, at $35 a
share. Yeah, but they're going to take over the world, Warren Buffett. You just don't get it yet.
Yeah. No, was that Google's mission statement or was it Amazon's?
Google was to do no harm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Amazon was to take over the world.
Is that what they...
Yeah, you go look it up. You look up mission statements, you'll see Google's, do no harm.
Yeah.
You'll see Facebook's, you know, and then you'll see Amazon, which is, we want to take over everything.
Well, I love the fact that they're in alignment with their mission statement.
I do,
just
too.
Come on out with it.
Yeah. Just, what's your mission statement? Yeah. Are you in alignment with it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, we'll figure it all out, you know. We've had some stores in Illinois close of Sam's Club. And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Walmart... You know, came out this week about, hey, we're going to increase everybody's entry fee $1. So they're making $11 an hour because they have this new Trump tax cut, right? Mm-hmm. And but we're going to close 10 locations of Sam's Club around the area, equaling about a couple thousand jobs, something like that. And but they're going to keep part of them open as warehouses for their online sites.
Well, I like that. I mean, we have a Menards here that was brand new, and then they moved like about a half a mile down the street and built another one.
Which I didn't think,
we didn't understand, but now they keep that as a warehouse, the old one.
Yeah, of some sort. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But what you realize is that they were saying, yes, Amazon's big, but what's still big online are box stores, like real brick-and-mortar stores that have their online service as well.
Yeah.
And I know we have Farm and Fleet in the area.
Right.
And they're pushing the fact that, hey, go order your stuff online.
Yeah.
We'll get it for you. Mm-hmm. Pay for it. Just go to our, you know, pickups and honk a couple times and we'll come out and put it in your car for you.
Isn't that great?
You're like, hey. Because there's some things that are just still not practical to have shipped. I mean, there's just some things. I mean, some things you need right away.
Yeah. But the reality is you don't. If you didn't want to, you would not have to ever leave your house. You could get everything mailed to you. Or come on. Well, actually, it just comes in a drone, you know, just like call, you know, you go on the computer. I'd like 2 bottles of shampoo. Boom.
There
on your doorstep. Some little drone brought it to you.
Yeah.
You're like, you never would have to leave. And here's the thing. I watched with you the X-Files.
Yes.
We watched it without commercials, so we taped it and stuff.
Right.
And it's all about living in a simulator.
Right.
In some sense, right?
Yes.
And I can kind of see that we're getting there because literally every podcast that I listen to or even commercials on TV, which I sometimes have to watch, sells now mattresses.
Yes.
And they sell...
The one thing that I thought would never be delivered.
Right.
Or, like, shipped to you.
Right to you.
Yeah.
Is mattresses. And the big thing is, like, the kind that actually sit up. So literally, you know, you could be laying down on your mattress.
Yeah.
And then you get up in the morning, you go, I don't necessarily feel like sitting up.
Right.
So you push a button and you rise up, you know, and then rise eventually a robot will bring you your food.
Right.
You know, and then maybe the bed will split apart when you have to go to the bathroom. You know, you just, you'll never have to do anything. And then from that point, you'll never have to do anything to leave your house.
Yeah.
People just, you know, you work from home? Of course I work from home. What the hell?
Yeah.
I work from bed. You know, that's what they're going to say. And then the next step will eventually be, well, if you do all that, come join our simulator.
Right.
Come be in our...
Just plug in.
Just come be in our simulator.
It's 2045, people.
We do it now. Anyway, yeah. He said, Mulder said that anytime you answer your phone... We take a little bit of your brain.
Yes.
And eventually, it won't take very much for us to totally just, like, grasp you.
Yes.
Pull you through your phone and put you in the simulator.
Right. It's very scary.
It's scary. How did we get from the box store?
Yeah, that was your leap, girlfriend. I don't know where your leap came from. I don't know.
Oh, no. But, how did we get from Bitcoin?
But I think, though, what you see is... I saw Warren Buffett's, documentary on HBO, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was called. But, he looks at the numbers. He analyzes. He likes to get good companies at a decent price, knowing they'll go up and so forth. And
he's kind of like me. Like, he wants concrete stuff.
Right. And so I can understand these new ways that are so nebulous. Like, what?
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it.
Yeah. And so, he doesn't. And I don't either.
And so this kid who grew up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Just said, yeah, no big deal. Yeah. And he won the lottery.
Yeah.
He won the lottery. And it's funny because everybody who's my age and older sees this kid and we're like, you lucky SOB.
He's a whiz kid.
Well, not even a whiz kid. Like, you just lucky SOB, you know? We can't figure it out because we're all just struggling, working, like... And this kid, before he's 22, has made money off of Bitcoin. Yeah. We don't even know why. Yeah. Like,
and
why?
I have my $3 that I saved from my coffee this week. You know, I'm putting it toward my
cannabis. And you just go,
cannabis.
What? Say what? It's crazy out there. You know, it's just crazy. what was I going to say? I was listening to, I'm going to change the story a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to podcasts, and Apple had downloads for new stuff, so I upgraded my phone, and it changed my podcast link a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
podcast app, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm not saying you're right. So
I'm not saying I know what you're talking about.
There was a Risk. I used to listen to the podcast Risk a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's still on.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. But what was on was an episode from 2015. So I'm like, oh, I'll listen to it. It's just people telling their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fabulous to me because you could tell it's 2 years old because we've been listening to... the Savage Love cast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're comfortable with people's kink.
Right.
And we're seeing how the culture's changing a little bit.
So you're saying from 2015 to now there's been a shift.
Well, I think so because what's
a kink shift.
I think so.
Do you know the Kinks?
The band,
the Kinks, their song that made them famous was Kicks Just Keep Getting Harder to Find.
Yeah. And I'm sure they sing it just like that. Kicks just keep on getting harder to find. Cabaret.
I'm sure. Do everything I sing as show tunes.
Well, that's how you sing.
You're like jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Kicks just keep getting harder to find.
Yeah.
Well, you did tell me about this, and I want you to share about it because... You know, I'm painting this picture, you know, if I keep calling it my cannabis, but I think it's cannabis. I'm going to say it's my cannabis.
Yes.
It's a little short yellow school bus, but it's painted purple and green in between the yellow.
Right.
So it's purple, yellow, and green. And I'm definitely got some ideas for it. I take people to Colorado in the cannabis. We get some of their, you know, like
edibles,
edibles
or
and
smoking
all
it,
the
or
different
cow,
things,
smoke box,
you know,
or
exactly. And then, but I decided that I'm also going to do psychotherapy.
Okay.
On the bus, coaching, and I decided that I'm going to be a kink coach.
Oh, God.
And you can tell your story now, because this gave me the idea.
This can't be just let go. So now you're adding a third side hustle to this.
I have to.
You have to.
How many side hustles did I say I'm going to have to have?
For so many years,
yes,
is a sign that she now thinks you have the authority,
yes,
to be a kink coach.
I do.
And will you eventually? Well, like Dr.
I will back
Ruth.
It up.
I saw Dr. Ruth recently.
Yeah, 90 years old.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, if she can keep telling people how to be kinky,
yeah, I certainly can.
Yeah, because you're much younger than her.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah. And I think at some point, people go, you know what? If I, you know, like you're detached enough, there's no judgment involved.
Right.
You know, it's just goofy enough.
There's no judgment involved.
No. Yeah. Yes, you do have your vomit bag next to you just in case of the reflex.
I have to.
Just in case.
And did I not call it this week, girlfriend?
What?
That, because here's the thing. This one guy, he was 17, and he was sexting. And I think did he have sex with a 15-year-old? But I know he was sexting with her.
Right.
And he said,
he just found out. So he was dating this girl. They like each other a lot. He was senior.
Yeah.
He didn't say how old he was. But he could be 18.
That's true. He could be 18.
But he most likely 17.
Right.
And he was then... saying that he was dating this girl who's a junior, or no, it was a sophomore, just found out she was 14.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't do that.
Because I just don't feel right about doing it.
And he broke up with her, but then she goes, she understood, but wanted to keep on sexting. Can we please still do that?
Can we keep on sexting? I can understand you not feeling comfortable with me,
but
I really need
to. Because these two kids are so dang mature.
Yeah, because I really want to sex. And I said to you, when I heard that, I go, turn that damn podcast off right now, because I'm telling you,
yes,
that kid's got to stop. He's gonna go to jail. He's gonna have the worst thing ever happen to him. Did I not call that?
You did, and you called it right. Exactly what Dan Savage said.
I mean, I thought, girlfriend, you got a certificate in kink right now.
Yeah, if I would have had a sticker in my pocket, I would have given it to you right away.
Right on my forehead.
And go, congratulations, here's a star.
Right.
Because you hit the nail on the head.
That's right.
You know, it was like, yes. And, you know, he goes, because I also thought you were like, oh my God, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it's wrong, but because legally, there are, you know, you're just one parent away from someone saying, I want him arrested.
Exactly.
For, you know, sexting my daughter and child porn.
I said he was one angry parent away from going to being on the pervert list for the rest of his life.
Because it just takes one angry parent going, oh, no, not my daughter. My daughter's not a slut. My daughter did not initiate this. It had to be that boy.
Exactly.
Who's older and should know better. First of all, let's just explain this. I'm thinking 17-year-old boys hormonally are the stupidest people around.
Yes.
Just thinking.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, we turn it back on after you, because a lot of times you say,
turn it off.
I must give my advice now.
Yeah, before I hear what
my brain is tainted by Dan Savage's comments of me being a psychotherapist.
Taking all that, it's being a...
Have someone who's been having sex for decades.
And having being a coach.
A coach and all this stuff. Who's, you know, like, I must tell, and you're like, okay. And so you're on the pulse.
That's right.
Of what, I'm not sure. Get your hands off that, please, mother. Stop feeling the pulse there. That's not where the pulse is taken.
Please.
Please. Please. I know it's throbbing. Stop it. So then, anyway, we press play. And the first thing he says was, I want you to go to this one website. And I can't remember what it was. I
can't either.
He goes, but there you'll see all the laws that are coming into play right now of how illegal it is for sexting with minors.
Yeah.
Even two minors, like a 17 and a 16-year-old.
Right.
They could both be arrested for child porn.
Right.
And this is how crazy and scary it is out there.
Yes.
And you must stop now, never do it again, and you must have her erase it. And you must have proof that she's erasing and deleting your messages.
Right.
Because you are, like you said, one angry parent from having this done.
Right.
And I'm like, mom's right on track with
absolutely.
This. Absolutely. You know, right on track.
Yeah.
And then I said something stupid, which I thought was good at initially.
And I called you on it.
You called me on it.
I had to, Julie.
I said, you know, if what they should do is like meet at McDonald's, something very
neutral
and say, let me see your phone and let's start deleting all these messages.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't want to. I'll give you $100. And I'm going, oh, wait a minute. She could be recording. And now you've got this 17-year-old kid or the senior, who might be 18, giving him $100 to erase what's on the phone because he knows now it's bad. And it's not bad because she initiated it too. But, and I thought, is the school really telling the kids about this stuff? Are the like who's telling these kids, hey, yeah. what you're doing is illegal?
Yeah.
Because they probably don't know.
I think they don't know.
They don't get the magnitude.
I think they really don't know. I mean, for some reason, there really is no moral compass when this comes to their phones or whatever. I can remember listening to this one podcast. They were talking about these teenage girls.
Yeah.
And they happened to be, I don't know, talking to an adult or something, you know, and the adult goes, well, wait, girls, you know, aren't you going to answer your cell phone? Aren't you going to answer your cell phone? And they looked at each other like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And the adult goes, answer your phone, go ahead. And they went, you're not supposed to be able to hear that tone.
Yeah, you're
this
old.
This is a tone that only young people can hear. You've lost that register. And she was like, oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, bitch.
We know your game.
Yeah.
You kids have a ringtone now that adults can't hear.
Yeah, you think. And here's the thing. I love kids because we've all been that age where we all think we're the smartest.
We're so smart.
Oh, and it only takes about another 10, 15 years before they realize, oh, I grew out of it. I don't know anything. And those kids are who just down, you know, literally wired into the USB, you know, or they have wires in their brain. They think they're totally smart.
Yeah. Hey, go back and finish the risk one.
Okay.
I find it fascinating.
It is a fascinating story because I told you the story and I want you to tell everybody what the first thing you said to me was, mm-hmm. if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sucking on Ricola. Apologize.
Ricola.
Ricola.
Thank you for being our sponsor.
Yeah. Soon to be. Law of Attraction it right
yes,
now.
Right.
I will tell you what you want to hear. Truth is just the truth.
New people, just go to our donate button on lifewiththegirlfriends.com.
Okay. Please do. We're serious.
Serious people.
So anyway, and you can get our book there too on Amazon, The Clutterfly Effect.
And soon to be the Life with a Girlfriend's book.
You were right, in the process of writing that
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
All of Mom's humorous stuff is on there. And crazy stuff about
it's
our
lives. It's mostly crazy.
Yes.
Humor.
So anyway, I'm listening to the show Risk, and I can't remember the woman's name, but she was talking, and she may not have given it because she didn't want to. Because
she wouldn't want to know who the famous guy was
right.
either.
And so she was talking about
maestro.
How she's on iHeart Cupid. I don't know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Some kind of Cupid site.
Mm-hmm.
And she was being very specific on what she wanted because she was really invoking the universal laws and so forth, and being law of attraction. And she goes, here's what I want. I want to be a slave to someone's dominance. And she comes across a very dominant person,
mm-hmm.
and very outgoing and not slave-like.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that people kind of got put off by that. She's like, well, you don't come off like a slave at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, wait a minute. That just seems kind of judgy, you know?
Well, you're all judgy-judgy on
yeah.
me. It's just because I'm like
I can't get off without being a slave,
yeah.
you know? And I'm like, okay, well, I got to hear more about this story and what this girl's all about. So she put on exactly what she wanted. She doesn't, you know, she'll do whatever the person says, but she has to be taken care of financially, you know, and all this stuff. And she was getting zero hits. And I'm like, really? Because in this day and age, you know, people are wanting you to, like, come to the plate totally full form. Like, you take care of yourself financially, emotionally,
mm-hmm.
and then we just get to screw, you know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Which is, like, crazy. And then, and before she got ready to go, she also wanted to have, in her new life, make money being a kink coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't going really well for her. Mm-hmm. She wasn't making enough money to support herself. Mm-hmm. And so the new year was coming, and she's like, I got to get a real job.
Yeah, I can't.
That's what always happens, right?
At the end of the year, what do? You clean out the old, get rid of the old.
Assess what didn't work, what worked. Yeah. And you're like, I got to do this. And so she decides to go get a real job, whatever that meant. And then she got a little note in her iHeart Cupid box, whatever mm-hmm. the app is called. Mm-hmm. It's something Cupid. And it was from this guy, and she goes, I don't even know why I gave it a second look, because this guy didn't even have a his profile wasn't even finished. There was no picture, nothing. Mm-hmm. I just knew he was 60 years old. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that he had a kink to be a dominant his whole life, mm-hmm. but never felt able to express himself. Mm-hmm. And he came to America specifically so that he could maybe find a way to express himself, mm-hmm. and that he was looking for a slave or a submissive, mm-hmm. and here's his criteria, and he would write a proposal, mm-hmm. but he never wanted to be alone, mm-hmm. and he would take care of the person completely financially, like he would put money away every week in savings for them in case mm-hmm. the relationship broke off, mm-hmm. so that they'd have enough money
and
to start.
And he said really good health care.
He goes, and I know, and then the exact words were, I know in America you have really poor health care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what we're known for across the world, really poor health care.
And crawfish.
Yeah. Exactly. Good crawfish. Woo! And good barbecue. I'm sorry. Our barbecue is the best in the world. Which is probably why we need better health care. But, you know.
That's beside the point.
And so I'll pay for your health insurance, and I'll take care of you. But I never want to be alone, and I want you to take care of all my needs. And whatever I tell you to do, I want you to do. And then so they started talking about it, and mm-hmm. they go, this could be a really good match. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that you said was to me, like
I don't remember.
Oh, you said, oh, like a housewife.
Yes,
you're like,
exactly.
Where I got to take care of the man's needs 24/7. And they're going to pull, the agreement is, Becca, I'm supposed to be able to get taken care of. But I got it. But now here's the part that
That's exactly what I
yes,
said.
Yes, and here's the part that diverges a little bit.
Yeah.
Because one of his needs was he wanted to go see her having sex with two other men.
Right.
And then possibly he would have sex with two other men too, but mm-hmm. wasn't sure. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, well, that's just not your standard housewife.
You have to get off your knees from scrubbing the floor for a second yes. to have sex with two other men.
Yeah, you're like, really? I got to do that now?
Because that's kind of like when I heard what unicorns do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, I would love a unicorn, but honestly, I would like, you know, just give me a little back massage, a little yeah. neck rub,
and
help me
happy.
Make a sandwich or yeah. two. If you feel like
fill
you know,
the dishwasher up once
fill
in a
dishwasher,
while.
You know, changing the sheets or whatever.
That's your unicorn.
That's what I like, you
yeah.
know. That would be awesome.
And so anyway, so she's talking and they're like, oh, great, you know, this could work out. And I guess it did work out. I don't know for how long. This is mm-hmm. a 2015 episode, mm-hmm. so it could have been.
And she said that he was rather famous. He was a maestro, an orchestra leader.
Yes.
And so
a conductor.
Yes.
Not of a train.
Woo-woo!
But I thought it was so cute. And it was just, I felt they did a great job being so honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just didn't fall on their lap.
No.
Like, oh.
They had to put themselves out there.
Yeah.
I heard years ago somebody say, I think it was Gary Meyer, uh-huh. and I'm sure my parents said it too, but there's a lid for every pot.
Yes.
And she just didn't, she was, you know, almost giving up, but her lid
fit his pot.
Not his.
Or the other way around.
Exactly.
And I think you've told me this too. Sometimes the picture of our mind of who that pot is
yeah.
does not necessarily match who it really is.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, my lid is, you know,
yes.
glass and clear,
right.
and this guy's pot, you know, is copper. That
100%.
Ain't working. That ain't 100%. working.
100%. And I totally believe that now, because one of my first coaching clients
yeah.
that I did, I mean, she's a darling woman, really gorgeous, and she just liked these really good-looking model types.
Yeah.
And she would date them, and they would always be, you know, very vapid and not necessarily intelligent, and she would always be feeling, you know, gosh, I just...
And they would leave after a while, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And then this one kind of chunky guy from her small town in Illinois
yeah.
came up to visit her, And she was just like, nice guy. I really has a good job. He owns his own home down there.
Yeah.
But he's chunky, you know.
Not my standard.
I said, could you please just give him a chance, honey? Yeah. Could you please just give him a chance?
Yeah.
And they've been married like probably now 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
They just moved to Texas. Yeah. They bought a new house.
Yeah.
I feel happy. And even with me now, I would definitely, I mean, compared to what my standard was,
right,
you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I definitely would be open to a different type now. I definitely am... You know, don't have to have what it looks
right,
like.
Exactly. Well, but can I say, I totally agree. But see, I was now confused. Like hearing this woman's story about how she wanted to be a slave, and that mm-hmm. was her kink, mm-hmm. when we totally taken care of, and she would do whatever she had to for this guy. Like she would talk to other people who in kink and said, well, it's not really a slave if you have to boss him around. It is if your master or your mm-hmm. dominant says, mm-hmm. I want you to do this for me, mm-hmm. boss me around or do mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. And you do it because you're submissive.
Right.
So, but then I'm going, oh my God, there have been times I've seen couples out and I have always felt that the woman has taken such a submissive
role
in it. And it has driven me crazy. I'm like, right. What if that was her kink?
Yeah.
And what if his kink was to be dominant? Mm-hmm. And so now I have to just totally whitewash everything in my brain.
Yeah.
Thinking like...
Scrub it hard.
Like, yes, there are probably times when maybe that woman, you know, was getting beaten at home and it wasn't her choice and mm-hmm. it wasn't a kink and
right.
she wasn't getting turned on by
right,
it.
Right, right.
And other times it's yes. like, we have this agreement.
We just don't know. Well, Dan Savage this week had a person, you know, come on with a question. And I felt like I did a really good job. I was one of those where I say, turn it off, Julie.
Yes, okay.
Because let me, he's been married to his wife for like 18 years.
Yes.
Had a couple of kids. And, you know, he called it kind of a vanilla marriage, you know. But I said in the last several years, he's been really wanting to practice D&S.
Yeah.
You know, or I think it's in my song that I listen to, it's called S&M,
yeah.
I think. But it's dominant and submissive. And he wants to be the submissive.
Right.
And he said, so he's asked his wife, he told her about it. And he said, sometimes she'll do it, but it's half-hearted. And,
yeah.
and you know, and he's just like, I don't want it if it's half-hearted.
Right.
He's so unfulfilled. And he said, I don't want to leave her because I, you know, I've been married. I got, you know, 4 kids and all this stuff. But I just really want to be, you know, dominated by her. You
yeah.
know? And she just can't even find it in her heart. And he goes, Dan, what should I do? And I go, turn it off, Julie.
Let me tell you what,
as my new job in my cannabis.
Yeah, kink therapist slash coach.
Kink therapist slash intuitive yeah. coach. You
intuitive
know?
Coach.
That's right. What did I tell you? I said, here's what he needs to do. He needs to ask his wife to start with something small.
Yes.
Like, it's like, say, you know, maybe she loves, you know, hibiscus tea or something.
Yes.
Or no, maybe... Yes, like that. Something like that. And he's like, okay, what should he do then? You know. So I said, have her tell him, you know, not say, oh honey, could you make me a cup of tea?
Yeah, don't ask.
Don't do that.
Right.
We're just gonna start like this. I'm just gonna look at you with like just sort of like this
yeah.
not necessarily dead eyes, but just something like and just go, make me a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I need it now.
Yeah.
And get going now.
Yeah. Put your knee brace on and go.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And put yoga pants on and do it.
Yeah.
I want to see you in yoga pants.
Doing this.
And you're like, yeah. just like that.
Yeah.
You know, just like I said, put on those slippers and run across the floor and pick up the dust off the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just start with household chores.
It's a housewife.
I'm just like, get those damn clothes out of the washing machine and put them in the dryer now.
Yes.
See?
Just like I that. See, like, and if you were a neighbor.
And you don't. Yeah.
No.
And
you'd walk in and going, God,
oh,
that
she's such a bitch. No.
No. He wants to be dominated.
Yeah.
She's like dominating
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
See, now I'm just like having to go, wait a minute.
And when he brings you that cup of tea,
yeah,
you know what? Maybe you're going to tug his hair a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, like, good boy.
Good boy. That. And oh, and put a put a tail on and do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you're my dog.
Yeah. You see, just start out small.
Yeah.
Just like that.
So that's, she gets used to it.
Yeah. And that's...
Not being a nice girl at times.
100%. Yeah. Now, fast forward to... Turn Dan Savage on. And what does he say?
He said, you know, first of all, she can go into like a kink community and find out more what it would be like.
He wanted her to go to a conference.
The
Fit Femmes, whatever. And then learn how to be dominant. Right.
You
just got to be a housewife for 40 years.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
No. I guess
you got 10 minutes to pick up those damn toys.
Yeah. Now.
And I'm counting.
I go, and then afterwards, I'll let you lick my foot.
Yes.
I'll let you rub my feet.
Yes.
Start off small. Have your wife do this,
right.
And then this,
yeah.
And you know, and let her get comfortable with bossing you around, because that's what you want, right? You want to be bossed around.
Right.
You want to be this.
Want to be dominated.
Dominated.
Yeah.
And let her dominate you in those ways.
Yeah.
And you know, and then she'll build up to dominating you sexually.
Lay across my lap, and I want to spank you.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and then and I just thought, oh, my mom's such a genius.
Genius. Please, people, press the donate button on Life of the Girlfriends. It's all going to go for the purchase of the cannabis.
Yes.
Where I'm going to now offer kink therapy.
Yes.
Psychotherapy. I'm going to offer some intuitive therapy as well.
Right.
And coaching.
All of the above.
And you can all the marijuana and edibles you want. As long as you can't, I'm going to tape them to your forehead.
Yeah.
And then you've got to, you can't take them from any place else.
Well, it's so funny because we used to like push our coaching services during this hour.
Yes.
And it just didn't feel right.
Like, really?
Like, we create this wonderful course on forgiveness.
Yes.
And you're like, and meditation hypnosis. And like, oh, by the way, you're like, I don't know. This is our kink.
Yeah.
This show is our kink, and we want to have
fun. It seems like this is kind of who we are.
Right.
But we do give good advice.
100%.
100%.
I really like it. So I like our show. I like spending time with you, girlfriend.
That's what I was going to say.
I was watching
That's
a little
my
bit.
Kink.
I woke up early this morning, and Greg Gardens was on HBO.
No.
And I said, you know.
No, Julie,
yeah,
no.
I know.
Life of the Girlfriends, Greg Gardens.
Exactly.
Greg Gardens.
That's, and I said, God is my witness, that will not
never
be
happen
us.
To us.
No. That will not be us. Can I share one more quick story?
Yeah.
So the Golden Globes were on.
Last week. Yeah.
And you were talking about how the woman who won for the playing the mom, portraying the mom in I, Tanya.
Yes. Yeah. She plays
Allison
mom.
Allison
Janney.
Jenny.
Yeah. She does play the mom in Mom, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she comes up and she's got a bird
on her shoulder.
And she's wearing this, you know, and the reason why it's funny is because we did our Christmas movie. And
we
have a scene where you're playing your evil twin. You see it on
YouTube.
A Christmas mystery. And if you see a woman there smoking a cigar in a red wig, that's my mom.
And a bird on her shoulder.
And a bird. It's really
cockapoodle.
A cockapoodle.
That's right.
Those poodles will screw anything.
So when I found that out, I became, as my evil twin, I became a millionaire genius.
Yes.
When I found out that poodles will screw anything.
Yes.
And so.
You created a cockadoodle.
I created a cockadoodle.
But the funny thing is, the joke was this. In the movie, Tanya Harding's mom, did you know this?
No.
Would walk around with a bird on her shoulder.
No.
And she looked just like you. She had a short wig on. And she smoked a cigar.
Oh,
and she had a bird
OMG.
On her shoulder all the time.
Life imitating art.
I don't know.
Oh,
and you didn't
God.
Even know that at the time we did this movie. You thought it was just a great
I just thought
a great character.
I was building this character
so
for my evil twin.
You were literally invoking Tanya Harding's mom
God.
You're doing this commercial.
Okay, so people, I don't know how many hits we've got now, 40, 45. But let's try to hit 26,000.
Yes.
Okay.
seeing our homemade movie, our homemade Christmas movie, because I'm sure everyone would like to see that.
Go to YouTube, go to A Christmas Mystery.
Scroll down quite a bit.
I think it's called Where Are Lillian and Pippa?
Yes, something like that.
But
exactly.
it's about 10 minutes into it.
Yeah.
My scene, my performance.
Yes. And you're probably going, a 10-minute Christmas movie. Oh, my God. No.
When you see the outtakes.
It's definitely 20 minutes. Okay?
It started as a little tiny thing.
Yes. I know. You said a couple minutes long, Julie.
Just something sweet.
Something sweet.
Yeah.
And I go, they will be watching this. Our family will watch this movie.
And now that we're in other countries, people of Norway,
yeah,
go to YouTube, America.
Yes. But I love it because you said you'd pull out the grandma card, which mm-hmm. is like, this could be my last Christmas. This could be. And you're back in your mind going, here, because I'm moving to Italy, motherfuckers. I hope this will be my last Christmas.
I think I'm moving to Norway. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Universal salary.
The problem is that there's a lot of like light and dark issues. Like we wouldn't have sunlight. You know, like some days it'd just be light 24/7. Other days it'd be just dark 24/7. I think that would be annoying for people.
Be annoying for me.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it's cold, which you'd love. Dad would just hate it.
Yeah.
But oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So I want to say thank you for listening to our show.
What?
It's been a great show.
Come on.
See,
they just started it.
Sam Rockwell, I thought he was the best actor in the world. I
mean, and he got Golden Globes. He won it.
He comes across so naturally. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's how he acts in real life. Like he just acts naturally.
He was the star on Saturday Night Live, but he's up for the 3 Billboards.
Yes.
That's the movie. And he said, you probably don't know me. I'm Sam Rockwell. And he goes, you know, I'm really most known for my indie movies. And that's how I feel. I'm just known for my indie podcast. He said, but it feels good sometimes to make a movie that people see. And now I want to say to my new audience, it feels good to do a podcast that everyone in the whole friggin' world can hear.
Yes, exactly. So how was the show tonight, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.